Welcome to Daily Photo Tips with Chris. My name is Chris Marquardt, and I'm out of breath. This is your daily dose of photography, the daily hike, and today's topic is, by the way, you notice I got home safely yesterday, but it was really slightly scary out there. It was really dark. So anyway, today's tip is another thing that can help you spur the creative thing, and that is forget about the viewfinder every now and then. The viewfinder is a good tool. It helps you compose to get the picture you really want. But every now and then I suggest you switch on all the focus points, set the camera to autofocus, and just focus from the hip. Just not look through the viewfinder and try to aim in the right direction. Maybe even tilt the camera. Try to be wild and try to get those pictures from angles. That, by the way, goes really good with yesterday's tip, where I told you to change the angle. Was it two? Oh. Anyway, composing without looking through the viewfinder is going to give you different kinds of pictures. And they can turn out really well. Now, you want to take a lot of pictures this way because you don't compose, so you get to increase the numbers to get a better chance of finding a good one. And then just be ready to delete a lot of them. Okay, that's it for today. I want to remind you that a few days from now, I'm actually going to leave to Nepal for the Everest Trek 2009. There's a website that you can follow us on. This is the highest photo workshop in the world. And we will have a tracker with us that will update a map every 30 seconds or something. And you'll be able to see where we are. You'll see our itinerary. You'll see pictures from the trek. Actually, we are also hopefully going to tweet from the trek. So that is going to be fun. We have some satellite connection up there. And this is going to go through the whole month of May. I'm not sure I will be able to continue the daily photo tip while I'm up there. But both the podcast, the tips from the Top Floor podcast, and the Rest of Everest podcast will have updates in audio form, and we'll obviously talk a bit about photography there. So the page where everything comes together is http://netvibes.com. That's netvibes.com/Everest Trek. Everest Trek. netvibes.com/Everest Trek. And that will have all the information, all the blogs from participants, all the Twitter streams from participants, the main Twitter stream. If you're on Twitter, you can actually follow Everest Trek 2009. Again, that's Everest Trek 2009. And that'll have pictures from the trip as live as possible, Twitter updates from the trip that we'll probably do during our evening, and just all sorts of links and pointers to other information. Okay, that was it for today. And I'm gonna continue the hike now. Happy shooting!